Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
You'll put it on, you'll listen to it again, and maybe you'll listen to it again, and maybe you'll get sick of it, or maybe you'll like it, but there's one that you'll never play.
All right, it's day 8 of our 10-minute podcast series here on Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we just invited folks to come on Zoom with us and talk about the music topic of their choice for 10 minutes. The timer is set. Today is, from Maryland, Bud Verge.
Hello, Bud. Silver Spring, Maryland, as a matter of fact.
Silver Spring.
Well,
right.
There's only one spring. There's not multiple springs, so... It was always fun in those old days when you saw concert t-shirts that had the wrong city's names on them. Like I spelled Worcester, W-O-O-S-T-E-R, Silver Springs.
Yeah.
That's not the reason why I called in today.
What is your topic?
I was woefully remiss on calling in my favorite song, or Terry and I's favorite song of 2024. And of course, I always pick some weird out of the way, like pop songs that I dare you guys to never play. Like one year it was Doja Cat and another year it was Harry Styles. And so in keeping with that same vein of, you know, daring you to play things that you're probably never, ever going to play, but now you have to. My song of 2024 has a bit of a weird origin story. We watch Saturday Night Live on Sunday mornings because we're too old to stay up, and it's easier just to fast forward through it the morning after, because, you know, sometimes it's funny and sometimes it's not, but sometimes you just feel like you have to get through it. And sometimes there's musical guests that you've heard of and some that just you've never heard a lick of music by, and you're like, who the heck is this? Well, back in December there was this show with this guy named Shaboozy on it, and I'm thinking, like, Shaboozy's like some sort of like mumble rapper, and I'm like, nope, this is no good. Well, we're just going to fast forward through the musical guest like we usually do 9 out of 10 times. And we let it play. And unfortunately, there was a song that he played called a bar song, or Tipsy, which apparently is a country song for Shaboozy. And it was like number one on the pop charts for like 19 weeks this summer. And I had never heard of it until this like December Sunday morning. And I'm like, wait, this is good. So, of course, my song of the year is, you know, a bar song by Shaboozy.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fish. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need 30 more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
two to the three to the four. When it's last call and it kicks us out the door.
It does have a Northern Virginia connection. I do believe he was born in where was he born?
Woodbridge. I'm looking it up right now.
Garfield High.
Oh, wow.
I believe. He's of Nigerian descent. So it's quite a little interesting country music. So that's Terry and I's favorite song of 2024. You'll put it on, you'll listen to it again, and maybe you'll listen to it again, and maybe you'll get sick of it, or maybe you'll like it. But there's one that you'll never play. That's not the reason why I called in today. So a couple months ago, I mean, everybody knows I do like Friday night record nights in my house where I get a bottle of something and listen to some music over the course of a couple hours, just post like dumb stream of conscience stuff on social medias, and people follow along, and they like some records, they don't like some records, and who knows, or like say, hey, have another drink or whatever. And usually, you know, midnight rolls around and I've emptied the bottle of something that I've run out of ice, or Terry's come home with being out with her friends and she kind of hijacks the record night. So that kind of went on for a long time, like, you know, post-COVID, after COVID. We weren't very big on like entertaining at the house. We really never really have any people over. But a couple months ago, I kind of broke bold and got out of my comfort zone and started doing these low-key friend record nights. We've done a couple of them so far, and I think they're pretty amazing. It's kind of like, you know, one of these Friday night hootenanny hang Zoom things, but in real life, where we, you know, gather a couple folks together, we have a little food beforehand, and then we recess down into the record room, and everybody kind of picks records, and you know, really the music that's played is you know, part of it. The other 50% of it is kind of just like hanging around and, you know, shooting the bull and telling stories. Now, Jim and Patrick, you guys have been to one of these things. What do you think? What was your impression?
I had an incredible time. It was amazing. Just as you said. And the cool thing I love about it, too, was that everybody picked a side of an album, right?
Right.
So it keeps it moving around, and you kind of have all the time in between while you're listening to this great music to look at all the records that are everywhere. So you can go and look around at all the records while the side's playing, and you're deciding what your next side is going to be. So it was a lot of fun. It turned from, I don't know, 8 to midnight really fast. I don't know how I got to be that late that fast.
We make everybody stand up and do a little presentation of why they chose this record and why it's important to you.
All right. I just want to say that most people would go to Bud's vast record collection, which is nicely alphabetized and organized, also organized by like featured artists and so on. Very easy to find whatever you're looking for. Most people would go to that and say like, I wonder if he has any, pick an artist, and then, you know, go look for that, and then, you know, put that in the rotation. But not Patrick. Patrick has to go systematically through every single album in the racks before choosing.
And then lands on some weird Hugh Masekela 70s, like African Caribbean soul rhythms from, you know, some obscure label.
That's great. Where's A, Bud? That's where I've got to start. It's the only way my OCD brain can possibly process this at all.
But every once in a while, we let the ladies pick some. There was a Bon Jovi album side one.
Yeah.
And the last one, I think Terry chose a Rick Astley album side. Ooh. It didn't land on its 2 feet, but I think people enjoyed it.
It worked okay for the party vibe. It actually was better than I thought it was going to be.
I think our buddy Tim Hoffman was over for one, and that was his first time down in the record room. The look on people's faces as they go down the stairs and turn the corner and like see like what it is.
It's like being in the chocolate factory.
Yeah.
Wow, look at all this music. How can I possibly choose?
Everything's edible.
Then people get to go home with goodie bags. There's usually leftover records and CDs and books and
all right.
And there's plenty of beer and brown alcohol or whatever. Well, Jim's glass is never empty.
This is what I was going to get to. I was going to have to correct something you said when you said a bottle. there are multiple bottles. And here's the thing I want to say about Bud as a host. I don't know if this is either good or bad. You decide. But he doesn't believe in rocks glasses. So when he pours you a whiskey on the rocks, a nice bourbon on the rocks, something like that, he uses a pint glass. Now, again, you know, you can decide for yourself whether that's good or bad. I have mixed feelings, depending on whether it's while I'm consuming it or the next morning. But the pint glasses definitely are never ending.
At the butter. Well, with a rocks glass, you got to fill it up more often.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
But record night is a lot of fun. I would encourage anyone, if you have friends, to do this. Just have people over and everybody picks a side and you sort of, you know, you set up a little playlist there, a little stack of records, and yep. You have a good time. And we don't sit there and listen to the music intently. It's not that kind of, it's not a record listening party. It's right. A record party. Right, right. But you do have moments where you sort of are paying attention and like, oh, that's really, really cool. And people find stuff that maybe they don't have in their own collections and haven't heard in a while or wish they had never heard and would like to hear. It's really great. It's great fun. Great fun.
So if you're ever just driving around the D.C. area on a Friday night and need something to do or something to wet your whistle and you've already stopped at Bud's Country Bunker on the corner of Route 66 and Old Whiskey Bottom Road.
That's right.
I'll be downstairs in the record room and you know, everybody's welcome.
Very good.
All right.
And we can listen to 8-tracks, too.
Yeah.
So hit the dinger and hit me with a bag of questions. And we...
All right.
Yeah, all right. Bag of questions.
I'm reaching in.
This is interesting. What's the farthest north and the farthest south you have ever traveled?
Furthest north and the furthest south I've ever
You've been pretty far down there, south.
I'm trying to think if, like, Montreal is, like, at the same, like, horizontal as, like, Liverpool, Manchester area.
Oh, good question.
Which is probably about the same, probably. That would be north.
Okay.
Okay.
East, Morocco. West, L.A. South, Costa Rica. So
Costa Rica. Okay.
It's kind of the east, north, southwest.
That's good.
Yeah. Been to some places.
That's good.
All right. Thanks very much, Bud.
Well, my pleasure.
When you go on these travels, do you buy records?
No.
They're too hard to transport, right?
Hard to get home with a record.
That's always the bad thing.
Yeah. It's a big problem.
Yeah.
You end up sitting with them on your lap on the airplane. That's never good.
You know what? I go up to visit my parents. I'll fly up and buy some records at some friends' record stores and fly back with them in the luggage, and they make it fine. But
yeah.
I'm not – usually when we travel, I'm with Terry or other people, and I'm not dragging them to the record stores while they just kind of sit outside.
All right. Let's get out of here. Let's see. We have one more of these. One more,
yeah. This will be great.
All right. This is exciting. This has been great. Okay. All right. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
Thanks very much to Bud Verge. Thanks to everyone who has participated in this series so far.
Amen.
Last but not least, the next one you're going to hear, Mr. Jason Goble. And we will talk to you all then.
Well, I got this brand new picture disc. No thanks, not for me. Want the one on orange vinyl there?
Rock, paper, scissors?
Sure.
Virtually.
One, two, three, shoot.
What goes?
Scissors, cut, paper. There you go.
I go scissors, cut, paper.
All right.